Yes, the show is Generation Annihilation, and it is a beautiful day here, up here at CITR, the station. I had a beautiful ride up here, too. I rode along the water. I usually throw my bus on the 84, and I ride back, because, you know, the bus is quicker going up. I thought, oh, it's so nice, I'll ride up, and yeah, it was a beautiful ride up here. And yes, you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. That is also 101.9 FM in cable. Streaming live over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. My name is Aaron, and I'm here till 1 o'clock today, as always. And yeah, it's hard to believe. It's been 3 weeks since I've been up here. Last week, I kind of bailed on short notice due to some unforeseen circumstances. And yes, the week before, you had the Fotes coming up, up here doing the show, so thanks to him for doing that. And yeah, what was it, the weekend before? It was sports. So yeah, and hooray for podcasts, because I saw somebody in the bar last week, and they said, oh, great show today, Aaron, you played that new Veruca's record. I said, no, it wasn't me. Well, it was me, but it was a recording of me, so Yeah, hooray for that. And yes, always the request line up here is 604-822-2487. That is 604-UBC-CITR. And yeah, phone in those requests if you got them, and I'll do my best to get them on. And we started things off with Reagan Youth, It's a Beautiful Day, from their second full-length release. Some would say that it's kind of a departure from their first record, and that also reminds me that I'm going to be doing a show on Generation Annihilation very soon. I'm going to call it the Unpunk Edition, because it's all going to be punk bands that they're non-punk releases. And I think it'll be a pretty good, pretty fun show, because I've compiled them all together, and I'm gonna have to weed out a bunch, because there's a whole whack of bands. Nobody stayed playing hardcore punk forever, you know. Or they got back into it later on, but yeah, any band that kept going past the mid '80s, it was pretty rare that they were still playing full on hardcore punk. So yeah, that's what I'm gonna get into in that show. So yeah, start things off with Reagan Youth, It's a Beautiful Day, from the second record, like I said. And Reagan Youth played last night in Seattle, Washington, part of Seattle Sound Fest 2011. And yeah, that was last night. I'm told Reagan Youth aren't so good anymore, but yeah, that remains to be seen. But yeah, they played last night at Numo's, and we're going to hear a few acts that are playing the Seattle Sound Fest this week. It's at a bunch of venues, and yeah, it's on the 17th, and it goes till Sunday, and we're going to hear an act that are playing on Sunday. And this is the one act that I'm regretting that I'm not seeing, or one of them. This is the act that I'm regretting not seeing the most. It's the Zero Boys. Here we go. Suntan, living on caffeine, living on booze.
friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will get you discounts on Main Street at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear,
Woo Vintage,
The Kiss Store, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl,
Flaming Angels Boutique,
and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the Sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
Generation Annihilation on CITR. At the start of the sets, we heard from the Zero Boys, who played last night for the Seattle Sound Fest, all the way from Dayton, Ohio. We heard a track called Dirty Alleys, Dirty Minds, classic track off the classic Vicious Circle record, must have for any fan of old school American hardcore. And after that, we heard a double shot of the Sons of Ishmael from the Hayseed Hardcore 12-inch reissue. We heard Parasites and Explanation, and that was originally a 7-inch, which came out 86-87, and very nice of Schizophrenic Records to reissue it with bonus tracks on 12-inch vinyl. However, I wish they would have put some grooves, because there's no grooves on the record, and it's really hard to cue up. So that's part of the reason why you heard two tracks, Parasites and Explanation. Sons of Ishmael, act out of Ontario. They were out of Meaford at the time, and they just recently did a reunion, which I'm told was just off the map and incredible. And we followed another act from Toronto, Ontario, brand new act. Some Career Suicide members in this one. The band is Mad Men, and it's a 7-inch on Slasher Records, and brand new for 2011. And we heard a track called The Myth. And we followed with the Impalers out of Texas from a demo of theirs. Wheel of Pain came out last year. And we ended that set, or actually, no, two more songs on that last set. We heard from Time to Escape from the Cost of Living 7-inch, came out a few years back in No Way Records. I'm thinking Time to Escape are from Richmond, Virginia. I could be wrong, so why did I even bother saying it? NMA is the name of the track. And we ended the set off with Local Six Charade from their demo. The track is called Victims, and catch Six Charade at the Zoo Shop down on Main Streets there, Main and Hastings. Next Friday they'll be playing with Brady's Problem, my band. And they will also be playing with Rapid Loss from Edmonton, and another wicked act who are local and feature the Foat, who does this show sometimes, Total War. So go check it out. That's at Zoo Shop next Friday. And we're going to hear another act that played last night for the Seattle Sound Fest. And I'm talking about the Avengers. Here we go.
But now I see you're one of the rest. They drug you with music.
Generation Annihilation on CITR, and at the start of that set, we heard from the Avengers going way back to 1977, Open Your Eyes, followed with the Jolts, their latest on Sudden Death Records, 8% is the name of that, and we heard a track called Loudness, and we followed with the Pagans, classic punk out of Cleveland, Ohio, and this is from their Shit Street release, and some good classic American punk. We heard the track called She's a Cadaver, and then we followed off with the Living Deadbeats from the Hey Girl release. We heard a track called Mistake, and like I said, we're gonna hear, we've been playing acts who are playing the Seattle Sound Fest in Seattle, Washington. Some acts, not every act, just a few here and there. because I don't even know half these acts. There's only a few of them that I would be excited to see. This would probably be one of them. Stiff Little Fingers, here we go.
When I get as many fast as I can, ain't got no words, at least none I can see. Gotta make a fast connection and I'll be free. I gotta break out and leave this life behind. Break out and see what I can find. My peace, I'm gonna try my luck. My room don't really give a fuck. Cause I gotta know if I'm a winner and a star of the show. Cause I'm a team for another day. The rules and regulations getting me in my way. I gotta break out and leave this life behind. Break out and see what I can find. I'm gonna try my luck. My window will give a fuck. And I won't let anyone put me down. I ain't gonna be nobody's clown. I won't be taken in by their promises. No, I'm gonna try on my terms this time. So if I can do it, you can do it too. Why don't you try it? You got nothing to lose. A boring job living from day to day. Do something different, try to break away. I gotta break out and leave this life behind. Break out and see what I can find. I'm gonna try my luck. My window really give a fuck. I gotta break out and leave this life behind. Break out and see what I can find. My please, I'm gonna try my luck. My window really give a fuck. Break out.
Generation Annihilation on CITR, and and that last set we started things off with Stiff Little Fingers out of Belfast from their first release going back to late 70s, Inflammable Material. We heard a track called Breakout, and Stiff Little Fingers playing Seattle, Washington tomorrow as part of the Seattle Sound Fest, and yeah, they're one of the last bands playing. They're playing after the Zero Boys. Zero Boys playing at the Vera Project at 9:30, and Stiff Little Fingers playing at the El Corazon from 10 to 11:30, so maybe you might want to get down to Seattle to check that one out. And we followed with Kicker, a band out of Oakland, California, featuring Pete the Roadie from England. We heard a track called Walking Headache. And we followed with Oi Polloi from their splits with Appalachian Terror Unit. It's on Profane Existence Records. We heard a track called Disperse. And then we heard from the Doom, or the Police Bastard split with Warplague. The name of the release is called Attrition. It's a full-length LP. We heard a track called I Wish. It's on Profane Existence Records, and we're going to hear an act that are playing here tomorrow. They're playing the Elf House, and I believe it's an outdoor show, and they're coming all the way from Halifax, so you might want to check them out. They're Contagium. Here we go.
Well, the party is off to a good start. Guests are on time. Everyone's out to have fun and to help others.
Yeah, that's right. Winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation here on CITR. Started the set off with Contagium from their self-titled full-length release on the Total End Records. We heard a track called Morbid Intentions. Contagium will be playing here tomorrow night in Vancouver, and they'll be playing at the Elf House with Caulfields from California. And locals Infect Propaganda, who we heard in the set following from the Now You Die released Fascist Policies. And we followed with Napalm Raid from the Corruption of Their Little Mind 7-inch out of Rust and Machine Records out of Seattle, Washington. We heard a track called Out of Sight, Out of Mind, and followed with a three-piece from the UK going back to the mid-90s known as Coitus from the Darkness on the Streets 3-song 7-inch release on Tribal War Records. We heard a track called Mind Right, and then we heard a track from an act out of Poland called Government Flu, and it's from the Are You Sorry Now release, and we heard a track called Old Flame, and that blended into another track. And I'd like to say if you're not going to Seattle, Washington for that show, well, you definitely should stick around town, go to that Elf House show tomorrow. And if you want to know about a really cool festival happening, well, you probably know about this already, but I'll just remind you, September 15th to the 17th, Distort Fest Volume 7. We got acts like Mass Grave, White Lung, Countdown, Armageddon, Yetokai, VHAB, Rabid Loss, Organized Sports, Cross Rage, Six Charade, Abacha, The Truncheons, Crimson Scarlet, Geisen, Disabled, The Spectres, The Bellicose Minds, No Problem, The Authorities, Unruled, Mudo Murto, Defect, Nightgown, Skeleton, Napalm Raid, Death Charge, Infect Propaganda, lots of cool bands. And yes, that's Distort Fest Volume 7, the 3-day pass. Usually it's 2 days, but today it's this year it's 3 days, and it's September 15th to the 17th, and the 3-day passes are on sale on Monday, and the 3-day passes will be limited. After that, you'll have to be paying a little bit more. But yeah, that's going on at the Rickshaw Theater once again, September 15th to the 17th. So yeah, that'll be really cool. And one thing that I'm looking forward to, I'm going to try my best to make this. The Damned are coming to Seattle, Washington, and the word has it they will be performing all of their first record, along with all of the Black Album, their fourth record, which is one of my favorite records of all time. And I think that'll definitely be worth checking out. So yes, Generation Annihilation for another week here on CITR. We got Power Chord up next, coming soon. Should be here any minute now, because they're on in about 5 minutes. So yeah, generationandannihilation.com online for playlists, podcasts, and all kinds of fun stuff. And I'll be back up here next week. Hope you enjoy the show. And we're going to leave you with a track from The Damned, from the Black Album. In my opinion, one of my favorite all-time albums. I vowed to never see The Damned again last time I saw them, because they were pretty boring, but won't want to miss out on this one. So from the Black Album, going back to 1980, this is a track called Therapy. Here we go. We'll be right back.
I'm gonna go get some more.